With literally just the power of belief, you can change how many calories and how much fat your body burns. I want to drill this into you that you don't realize how important your identity and your power and your beliefs are. Now, these are just some studies and you can go and like, you know, look these up and stuff, but like, if you can somewhat believe them, shouldn't you really take this more seriously? Shouldn't you really start to just sit there and just ask yourself, what do I believe about myself? What beliefs do I have about myself? And you know, I did this recently and one was sad, bro. You know, I've always had a not fear, but just understanding that every girl that I'm with could potentially leave at any moment and could potentially cheat on me at any day. I've always kind of known, like, you know, this red pill kind of thing of like, yeah, you get with a girl, she might cheat or something. And I always thought that either that was normal or the people who didn't hold the same belief were just kind of like these sort of ignorant blue pill guys who didn't realize that the true nature of femininity, female nature and everything. Where did this belief come from that I could be cheated on at any moment, no matter how much a girl loves me? No matter what happens between our relationships, she could cheat at any moment. And I thought that was like a belief to hold for a while. Up until one time, I just asked myself, where did that belief come from? And it came because I took my mother's side when she believed the same thing about my father. You don't realize like how deeply rooted your beliefs and your identity really is. Because most of our identity and our beliefs are formed in our early years, which you probably don't even remember that much. But like a simple comment from a teacher who said to you one time, like, oh, you're so messy. Imagine if you got told that when you were 4 years old, bro, like it might literally affect you for the rest of your life. Likewise, if a teacher or a parent, you know, when you were really young said, oh, wow, you're so sporty, you're so athletic, yes, you're so strong and like disciplined. That would probably form a bit of your identity. The thing is, we can't go back in time now and wish that we had like the perfect childhood years from our parents and teachers and, you know, really wish that they knew this like psychological facts and, you know, drilled in positive identities and beliefs into us. We can't go back and do that, but what we can make sure is that we start to do that today. We start to like train ourselves to only hold the beliefs in mind that actually serve us well. To never say, you know, with the words in our brain, you know, the voice in our brain, to never allow that. If it does, you know, sometimes it does it automatically. But to kind of shut it down a little bit, if you find yourself just ruminating on a topic which creates a negative belief about yourself. Like, oh, I'm always late. I'm always so late. Like, I'm so unprofessional. No. Sometimes, and this is like some weird practical advice if you want to take away, and I've never heard anyone say this before. The way to control your thoughts and the way to literally change your identity and your beliefs and, you know, these powerful things, I really want to explain this well, is to forcefully say words in your brain. That word is, the word I've chose there, the phrase is very, very important. I've done a lot of thinking about this. The phrase that must be like held is forcefully say words in your brain, because this is how your brain works with its thoughts about, like, you know, consistency and sticking to habits or your identity. Your brain kind of just automatically thinks of stuff, doesn't it? So if, for example, I was just gonna sit here, I'm doing some work, I'm checking my phone, whatever, I'm waiting for something, my brain would just be thinking of shit, right? I'd hear words in my brain telling me a story about, like, oh yeah, whatever, I gotta do that thing later, I gotta do that other thing later, oh, the injustice 10 years ago that someone said to me, yeah, that was really, you know, your brain just ruminates on just random shit, just flies around, right? We can't really control, it's like what happens to our brain automatically, but what we can do is fill our brain with manual forced thoughts, which then start to take up space. So my brain's flying all over the place. I'm thinking about high school. I'm thinking about what to eat later, how much grams of protein I've ate today, how many views we're on right now, have I fallen off, what's Nico up to? I'm just thinking about random shit. What I can do is forcefully implant words in my brain, forcefully say words in my brain. I could sit here and forcefully think, okay, what is an identity, like this is what I would say in my brain. What is an identity that would benefit me? What is a set of beliefs that would benefit me? I'm really disciplined. I'm so disciplined because remember that time when I used to go out for runs even though it was cold? Yeah, that was an act of discipline. See, I'm really disciplined. See, I'm doing work right now, even though I don't really feel like it. Yeah, that means I'm really disciplined. I'm so disciplined. Later on, I've got to do that task. Maybe I won't feel like it, but it doesn't matter because I'm so disciplined, I'm going to get it done anyway. You start to forcefully, manually put these thoughts into your brain. And the thing is, you have to remember to do this, honestly, maybe about 200 to 500 times a day. Honestly, like that's how many opportunities you get to forcefully implant words into your brain. Because whilst I'm saying this, and whilst you're probably thinking, yeah, this is a good idea, 10 seconds later, you're automatically thinking again. I remember there was a time when I was like neurotically keeping myself accountable to this. I would have like my phone lock screen as like this page that said like, oh, forcefully implant words in your brain. I had this app that literally, like, whatever app, doesn't matter which one, which allowed you to just track things but like tap by tapping it. So you tap it and it says one, you tap it again and it says two, you know, like, remember those like old little devices which is like a little clicker and it just counts how many times you do it? And I would just count how many times I forcefully would implant stuff into my brain, and I'd aim for like 100 a day, 200 a day. I'd write up pages and just put them up like a fucking psychopath all around my room, like on my ceiling, like I'm trying to go to sleep and I just see like forcefully implant words on your brain. Just any way that you can remind yourself to do this, and you need to do it a couple hundred times a day. And of course, maybe start off with 5 times a day right now, and then maybe when you're in the toilet later, then maybe when you're brushing your teeth, something like that. And work up to 50 times a day, 100 times a day, you're just reminding yourself, yeah, forcefully implant words in your brain. You know what's really interesting about this? The more that you do this, the more that your automatic thoughts, you know, the random bullshit thoughts that fly around everywhere, the more that they start to mimic these manually enforced thoughts that we implant into them, which is very, very powerful. The reason to do this, just so you understand, is because we've relied solely on the real world things. We've relied on meditation, we've relied on these habits here, but we need to change our identity and our beliefs. And I think our identity and our beliefs are changed through just mind control. They're mostly changed, they're mostly like created through our early childhood experiences, but we can't really change that. What we can do is just start to train our brain through forceful implanting of words to start actually improving our beliefs about ourselves, and to make sure that you hold no beliefs about yourself that do not serve you. Now, chances are there's two types of people watching. One kind of person understands that immediately and they're like, yeah, of course, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I'm gonna try my best to not hold any beliefs which are not serving me. But there might be another kind of person watching this who, I don't say this as an insult, but who has more of a victim complex, a victim identity, victim mindset, whatever it is, where like it feels kind of good and comforting to hold beliefs that are against you, because it kind of shows that you don't have to take responsibility. I think this is, from my observation, the people who are against men like Andrew Tate, who his core message is just taking responsibility for your life, the people who are against him, they seem to have this personality where they'd actually prefer to have things outside of their own locus of control. They prefer to have things that are like fixed, that are determined, that don't allow them free will, because maybe I'm being insulting, but because perhaps that allows them to be a little bit lazier and to not take responsibility. So if this is you, I really don't want to insult you with this. And I understand, because for a large part of my life, like, I thought, you know, well, yeah, like, there's circumstances that affect me. And yeah, but I'm not lazy. It's just that school's really hard. And, you know, it's someone else's fault. And it's so comforting to have that kind of thought, to think like, you're not doing all these good habits because of someone else, because of something else. It's so comforting to have these beliefs and this identity about yourself that doesn't serve you. Because if you just think to yourself like, oh, well, you know, it's out of my control. Like, yeah, the times are really hard today. Inflation's really bad. Like, it's just how it is. It gives you this sense of like, yep, that's just how it is. So let's just go and watch TV. When you change that and you change your identity and your beliefs to something like, oh yeah, the times are really hard, so I need to work harder to make sure I can provide and keep making more money than my expenses are rising. That's better for you, and it's going to lead to more growth. But it's going to be uncomfortable right now. Make sure that your identity and the beliefs that you hold about yourself always serve you. And when you update those, when you start to improve your identity and your beliefs, you'll find that you have this new baseline, this new basic attack. You don't need to save up your mana for the special attack, you know, the real world habits, because now your basic level, your base level, your baseline, your basic attack has just been improved. And all of that comes through this like deep psychological understanding of what you actually see about yourself. I hope that helps you. Click and watch this video right now. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!